History Colorado will spend the next year investigating the experiences of children at a former Indian boarding school in Hesperus, Colorado. Governor Polis signed the Native American Boarding School Research Program Act into law in May. Schools that believe to have been a part of a federal program to separate Native American children from their parents have until August 26th to submit documentations for review, according to the Colorado Commission of Indian Affairs. According to a press release, History Colorado has spent the time since the Research Program Act was signed in late May conducting research alongside tribal partners and subject matter experts to research the events within the schools, including deaths and physical and emotional abuse. The first progress meeting for the project will occur on Thursday, September 8th. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment is now recommending that patients who got the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine at Colorado Family Clinic in Wheat Ridge between February 3rd and June 28th of 2022, and patients who received a vaccine between October 9th and April 24th, 2022, at Denver-based Servicios de la Raza get revaccinated. According to a press release, Colorado Family Clinic received a total of 190 doses of Pfizer vaccines, but did not maintain the required temperature data or records of the number of vaccine doses it administered. COVID-19 vaccines that have not been stored properly may be less effective. The Denver-based clinic, Servicios de la Raza, vaccinated 594 people with this improperly stored vaccine. According to a press release, there are no negative side effects or safety concerns associated with receiving a dose of COVID-19 vaccine, which has not been stored properly. The only risk is that it may not offer protection from COVID-19 the way a valid dose does. Getting vaccinated again will help make sure that you are protected from COVID-19. Open space authorities implement new bear-related leash restrictions. KGNU's Lily Noble has more.
The city hopes the leash requirement will minimize contact between dogs and bears. Disturbing the bears while they're fattening up for winter could decrease their overwinter success, which may lead to them venturing further into the city in search of food. The leash requirement applies to Skunk Canyon up to the Mesa Trail, portions of the Gregory Canyon Trail, Saddle Rock and Amphitheater Trails, and the upper part of Dowdy Draw Trail. These restrictions go into effect today and will run through November 1st. In the case of a bear sighting, remember to stay calm, keep your distance, and slowly leave the area while talking aloud to make the bear aware of your presence. For KGNU, I'm Lily Noble.
Three people were shot and killed, and five others were injured this week in the midst of seven different shootings in Denver. According to the Denver Post, two of the shootings involved police officers firing their guns. The Denver Post also wrote, in the first 6 months of 2022, 43 people were shot and killed, and 141 more were shot and injured in the city, a more than 80% increase from the average of the first 6 months of the three previous years. Boulder County proposed to establish a 0.1% countywide sales tax for the proposal funding wildfire mitigation efforts to proactively address the risk of wildfires. A new countywide sales and use tax on the November ballot would generate up to $11 million per year for wildfire mitigation. Boulder County Commissioner Matt Jones, who is a former wildland firefighter, is backing the new tax. It's just critical we get ahead to proactively protect homes and forests from these catastrophic wildfires we're having, Jones told 9 News. There was a structure fire late Sunday night in Denver, in the area of Federal and Vesser. The Denver Fire Department posted updates on their Twitter, and according to them, one firefighter received minor injuries and there was no one in the building. The building was under construction and received significant damage. As we move through the summer, the weather is starting to cool down. This week is projected to be below 90s with a lot of rain. There's a flash flood warning in effect across the mountain range today. 9 News reports that the watch ranges from 1 p.m. through midnight. Today in Boulder, it's supposed to start raining around 1 p.m. and let up around 2 a.m. There's a projected high of 80 and a low of 65. In Denver, it's supposed to start raining at 2 p.m. and finish up around 6 a.m. There's a high of 83 and a low of 64. In Fort Collins, the rain is supposed to start at 1 p.m. and end at 11 p.m. There's a high of 79 and a low of 63. Outside the Boulder studio, it's 65 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Kiara Damari.